Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Trickling.
Today we're going to be taking you to my home country and talking about a famous place to visit in London.
Oh wow, so are you actually from London, Pat?
No, I'm not. I'm from a bit further north, but I have been to London a number of times, and I've also visited this place, the Tower of London. Have you ever been to the UK?
Yes, when I was in high school, I stayed there for about a month and I didn't want to come back.
Where were you in England?
London.
You were in London. Okay.
Yeah. So when was the Tower of London built?
Yeah, the Tower of London. It was built a long time ago in 1066, shortly after William I became king. He came from France and he built the tower to help him control the English in London.
So it used to be a place where a king and queens lived?
Yes, but it's also been a prison. Queen Elizabeth I spent time in prison there, as did several other famous people, all the way into the 1950s.
Okay, so did people die there?
Yeah, famously, two young princes, the boy who would have been King Edward V and his brother Richard. Many people believe they were killed by their uncle, King Richard III, or at least on his orders.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll just read through day one of the article and find out more about the Tower of London.
Okay.
Reading.
The Ravens of the Tower of London. You're at the Tower of London, one of England's most popular tourist sites. Soon, however, you're face to face with a group of large black ravens. These birds aren't just here by chance, they're the famous ravens of the Tower of London.There are a number of legends about why the ravens are at the tower. The earliest comes from Welsh mythology and the story of Bran the Blessed, king of the Britons. In a battle, Bran was badly hurt. He told his men to cut off his head and bury it in the place where the tower now stands. His magical head would then protect Britain. Bran is the Welsh word for raven. Thus, the ravens might be there in honor of him. Another common belief is that if all six ravens at the tower die, then Britain and the royal family will fall. Nobody is quite sure where this idea comes from, though. Still, the tower keeps six official ravens and an extra one, just in case.
So the article begins by saying, You're at the Tower of London, one of England's most popular tourist sites. So a tourist is a person who is visiting a country to see its famous places, try its food, and so on. These people are often on a tour, going to a whole set of different places to check them out.Sometimes it's a group tour, but people can also be tourists if they're on their own.
OK, 所以大家这个 tourist 这个字呢就是有观光客啊或者是游客的意思。It comes from the word tour, T-O-U-R. So a tour could be a long journey or a brief trip through a place. It also means traveling from place to place. So when we add I-S-T to the word, it becomes a person who travels. For instance, the amusement park attracts a lot of tourists.就是这个游乐园吸引了很多的观光客。So, Pat, what is a tourist site?
A site is just a place, a location, or an area. However, we can also use it to mean a place where something famous is or where something important happened in the past. Tourist sites are famous places that tourists would want to visit.So in London, there's the Tower, Buckingham Palace, Tower Bridge, Big Ben and the Houses of Parliament, Westminster Abbey, and so on.
Okay, so also known as a tourist attraction,、mm. 就是其实我们也会说 tourist attraction, 就是旅游胜地的意思。For example, we can say, the chapel is a very popular tourist site and one of the most recognizable buildings in Cambridge.Okay, so we'll just go on with the article. It says, soon, however, you are face to face with a group of large black ravens. So, Pat, what is a raven?
Ravens are fairly large black birds. And the phrase face to face with is today's shortcut for you. So, let's take a short break and listen to a conversation to help us learn about what it means and how we can use it.
Shortcut for you. Today, you will leave this base and you will enter battle.
Sir, yes, sir.
It's time to go face to face with your greatest fear.
Face to face? I hope we don't get that close to the enemy.
Soldier,To be face to face with somebody or something means to meet or challenge someone or something directly.
Sir, I see, sir. To be face to face with somebody or something is 直接面对与面对面。
That's right, soldier. Today, you will enter war and go face to face with the enemy.
Sir, it sounds terrible, sir.
It is, soldier, but...Do you know what's worse?
Sir, what, sir?
The only thing worse is when the enemy comes face to face with you.
Sir, yes, sir.
Ah!
Ah!
So, to be face to face with someone or something means you are looking at that thing in person and that it's pretty close to you.
Okay, 所以就是面对面的意思啊，像佩老师说的，就是 face to face,就是面跟一个人面对面的意思，那就是跟着字面上意思翻过来就好咯。So the article goes on to talk about the ravens. It says these birds aren't just here by chance. They are the famous ravens of the Tower of London.
And the phrase by chance means by accident. So we're saying these ravens aren't just here for no reason. There is a reason why.
Yeah, so we'll find out about that later on. So by chance, 就是有意外的或者是偶然的意思。So when something happens by chance, that means it is not planned by anyone. So if you met somebody by chance, that means you didn't plan to see each other. So you can say they met each other by chance. Have you ever met somebody by chance?
Oh, constantly, yeah. You're always kind of bumping into people and going, oh, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
So the next paragraph talks about one of the stories relating to these ravens.It says, there are a number of legends about why the ravens are at the tower. We use the phrase a number of to mean more than one or several. The exact number isn't important. We just mean there are a few.
Okay, so a number of 就是一些 it has to be accompanied by plurals, 就是要加复数的可数名词哦。Then we can say, 就是 a number of people, 一些人啊 or a number of cars, 一些车 or a number of books, 一些书。You can use any noun as long as it is countable, 就只要是可数都可以用。So in this case, we're saying there are a number of legends.
That's right. A legend is an old story told and passed down for many years.Legends aren't true, but there may be some parts of truth in them. For example, they may be about a real person, but many other parts of the story didn't happen. We also use the word legend to mean someone who is really famous and talented at what they do, like a baseball legend or a rock music legend.
Okay, so legend 就是传说传奇的人物 It is a noun, so when you add A-R-Y to the end, it becomes the adjective of the word, 就是有传奇的意思哦 For example, a legendary figure, 就是传奇人物 And as Pat mentioned, you can simply just say, he is a legend, 他就是个传奇人物 So I think we'll just look at another sentence to learn more about this wordLegend has said that the house is still haunted. 传说中这间房子还是闹鬼。
Yeah, and the Tower of London, by the way, is supposed to have loads of ghosts.
Okay.
So back to this story. Here's how it goes. The earliest, meaning the earliest legend, comes from Welsh mythology and the story of Bran the Blessed, king of the Britons. Welsh is the word for people or things that come from the country of Wales. Briton, like Briton with an O-N, just means people from Britain. Welsh can also be the language that people from Wales speak, while the word mythology is a word that means a collection of old legends and stories called myths, M-Y-T-H, S for plural. Myths are used to teach young people about the world.
所以像 Pat 老师说的 mythology 就是神话的总称，那 myth 就是一个神话。So to know more about the difference between these two words, we can take a look at our sentences here. Sentence 1. Greek mythology is the set of stories about gods and goddesses. 希腊神话就是一系列关于众神的故事。那我们来看第二个句子哦。The Greeks have many myths that explain the way our world works. 希腊人有许多解释我们世界运作方式的神话。Okay, so Pat, what did Bran the Blessed do?
The article says, in a battle, Bran was badly hurt. A battle is a big fight between two or more armies of soldiers or other people who have weapons. Lots of people die in battles, and there are often many battles in a war.
所以就是战役跟战斗的意思哦。所以这边是个名词哦。It could also be a verb. 也可以当动词哦。We can say battle for something. So when you battle for something, that means you fight for something. For example, these people are battling for their independence. 这些人为了他们的独立奋战。So battle is a noun. We can add field, F-I-E-L-D, to this word. It will become a ground where a battle takes place, or an area of conflict. So just battlefield, 战场. And next the story says, he told his men to cut off his head and bury it where the tower now stands.
Yeah, and that is pretty cool. probably not completely true, but who knows?
Yeah.
So this verb, to bury something, to bury means to dig a hole and put whatever this thing is in it and then cover it up under the ground. In many cultures, people are buried when they die, and in stories about pirates, they often bury their treasure somewhere so no one can find it.
Okay, so bury 就是埋葬的意思。所以我们可以讲一个比较可怕的、啊、像就是一个人活着的时候你把他埋起来活埋某个人的时候我们就可以说 bury somebody alive or somebody is buried alive. 所以我们可以说、啊、she was buried alive and spent 10 days trying to fight her way out of a coffin. 好那除了 bury 除了就是埋葬还有在某个状态很专心的意思所以你可以说 bury somebody or oneself in something.、
Mm-hmm.
所以你可以说 Charlie buried himself in his work.他 Charlie 这个人很专心在他的工作上面。好，那我们先来看一下我们的文法哦。所以 where 在这边是关系副词，是拿来引导形容词子句。我们会用 when、how 或者是 why。好，那我们就来看几个句子喽，来学这个文法。So number one, Sunday is the day when we need to do the laundry. 就是星期天是我们必须要洗衣服的时候，那我们这边就是用 when 来带。那 sentence two,Just tell me why you left the party early. 拜托你告诉我为什么这么早离开派对。Okay, maybe he was angry. 好吧，那我们来看 sentence 3. Could you please explain how I fixed this machine? 可以麻烦你解释一下怎么修理这台机器吗？好、哦、那我们这个文法就是这样子用，所以大家以后如果要用关系副词的话，可以用 where, when, 或者是 how 跟 why.So why did Bran ask his men to cut off his head?
Yeah, why does he want his head cut off and buried? The story says his magical head would then protect Britain. So Britain, or the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, is a group of four countries. Now, there is a difference between Britain and England. So England is one of the four countries that makes up Britain.Now, I think in Chinese, they're basically, a lot of people just say them the same, like 英国, but I believe Ingerland
is this different.
Yeah.
A lot of people
that's
don't.
That's England,、mm-hmm. but not many people say that for specifically England, not Britain.
Everyone says 英国
Yes.
OK, 所以就像佩老师说的哦，其实 Britain 跟 the UK 是整个联合王国的意思。其实在台湾我们就是统称英国，但它其实是四个国家组成的哦。England 只是这四个国家其中一个。那这四个国家分别是 England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland,、mm-hmm. 所以不要搞混了。So we also use the word magical to describe Bran's head.
We did. The word magical means relating to magic, and if we describe a thing as magic, it can do amazing things. In the story, Bran's head could talk even after they cut it off his body. It was also said to have the power to protect Britain from people who came over the seas, as the legend says. We could also call other things from these stories magical, like magical swords, magical horses, but we could also just use the word magic as an adjective to describe these things, like a magic sword means a magical sword.Now, the word magical can also be used to describe something that's great or wonderful, like a magical evening.
Okay, 所以像 Pat 老师说的 it can do amazing things, 就是很神秘的有魔力的。那 magical 也可以来形容一件事情很棒啊或很不可思议哦。So, we'll just take a look at the sentence. Diamonds were once thought to have magical powers. Do you believe that?
Nope. Okay, back to the legend and how it relates to the ravens of the tower. The article says Bran is the Welsh word for raven.
And this explains why the article says, thus the ravens might be there in honor of him.
If something is in honor of something else, it's done to show respect or appreciation for that thing. The ravens live in the Tower of London because they have the same name as the king whose head is buried beneath it.
Okay, so in honor of 就是像什么东西表示敬意的意思或者是纪念。For instance, many people made speeches in honor of the president. 许多人向总统表示敬意，所以就发表了演讲。Or this province was named in honor of the king. 这个省就是为了纪念国王而命名的哦。So we can also see a similar idea in the next legend about the Tower of London.
That's right. And we already said that there are a numberof legends about it. The article says, another common belief is that if all six ravens at the tower die, then Britain and the royal family will fall. A belief is something people believe in. It's the noun form of the word believe. Some people think that it's true, even though there's no actual evidence to show it's true. For example, there are many beliefs about ghosts here in Taiwan.
Alright, 所以 believe 这个字呢长得跟 believe 很像吧是 believe 的名词哦 believe 大家最会讲的嘛就是动词那在这边呢 believe 就是有信念看法的意思也可以当成信仰 We often hear people say a political belief、
mm.
or a religious belief 就是政治信仰啊或者是宗教信仰 So when you go against somebody's beliefs, that means you violate their belief 就是你违背了某人的信仰
That's right. Now, we also saw in the article that the British royal family would fall. Here, fall means come to an end. So the British royal family all die, the country will stop being Britain. In the same way, we often talk about the fall of the Roman Empire. It basically just means game over. It's all come to an end.
嗯，讲白话就是毁灭陷落，整个英国就消失了。So next, the article says nobody is quite sure where this idea comes from, though.
Despite this, British people are careful. The article says, still, the tower keeps six official ravens and an extra one just in case. The word official is an adjective that means it has been authorized or approved by someone in charge.So while there may be many ravens near the tower, these six are the special ones that belong to it. We could also talk about someone receiving an official letter from a school saying, Congratulations, you can study here, or Well done, you have graduated, and it's signed by the school's directors. That makes it official.
对，所以 official 就是有官方正式的意思，这边是当形容词。For example, 我们常常说这个消息是官方的吗？我们就可以说 is the news official?、Mm. 对，或者是你要当名词也是可以哦。当它是名词的时候，就是 a person who has a position of responsibility in an organization, such as a government official, 政府官员啊。So, in our article, it says there are 7 official ravens in total.
Yes, the 7th one is there, just in case. The phrase just in case is used to mean in case something bad happens, or in case something goes wrong and there's an accident and they need another one. So having an extra raven means that, according to this belief, Britain is more secure, as one of the ravens can be quickly replaced if it dies.
Okay, 所以 just in case 就是以防万一的意思。像我们大家睡觉的时候很怕早上起不来，你就可以说 You should set 2 alarms just in case the first one doesn't go off.
Good plan. And that brings us to the end of the first part of the article, so we can now go to today's For You Chat.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, what legends or stories do you know about Taiwan? And explain them.
Okay, so I'm not sure if you heard about this, but some people in Taiwan, especially older generations, they believe that everyone has 3 fires, and both on their shoulders, the other on their heads. So we're told not to pass somebody's shoulders without any reason, because when they turn around, one of the fires will disappear.
Whoa.
And when all of the fires disappear, I mean, the ghost will come to possess you.
Got you. Okay. I'm going to find
out about that. What about you? What have you heard about legends in Taiwan?
My favorite one has always been the idea of the red envelope on the floor that if you pick it up, you marry a ghost. And I almost did once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How much money did you?
I didn't pick it up, but I almost did.
Okay.
I've also heard, I like the one about ghosts in hotels, and you should knock on the door and ask the ghost, just could you leave for a couple of days while I stay here? And that's something that my wife has always done ever since I've known her, so just to make completely sure.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, but we'll be back tomorrow to talk a bit more about the ravens of the Tower of London. See you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
The Ravens of the Tower of London. You're at the Tower of London, one of England's most popular tourist sites. Soon, however, you're face to face with a group of large black ravens. These birds aren't just here by chance. They're the famous ravens of the Tower of London.There are a number of legends about why the ravens are at the tower. The earliest comes from Welsh mythology and the story of Bran the Blessed, king of the Britons. In a battle, Bran was badly hurt. He told his men to cut off his head and bury it in the place where the tower now stands. His magical head would then protect Britain. Bran is the Welsh word for raven. Thus, the ravens might be there in honor of him. Another common belief is that if all 6 ravens at the tower die, then Britain and the royal family will fall. Nobody is quite sure where this idea comes from, though. Still, the tower keeps 6 official ravens and an extra one, just in case.
Vocabulary Review. Tourist. Many tourists travel to Kyoto, Japan each year to see its many old buildings. Battle. The 2 armies had a battle to see who would control the land. Bury.Dogs often bury a bone in the ground so that no one will take it away. Magical. In the book, the hero learns some magical skills, such as how to shoot fire from his fingers. Belief. One belief many Americans have is that it's bad luck to open an umbrella indoors. Official. The official bird of the United States is the bald eagle. You can see it everywhere in the White House.